Young people have been an important voting bloc this primary season, and today we're going to hear from two analysts with their fingers on the pulse of the youth vote. Mindy Finn is a Republican strategist and former director of e-strategy for Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. Joshua Levy is with TechPresident.com, a company that tracks how the 2008 presidential candidates and their supporters are using the web. Levy explained why young voters are so galvanized in this election.
We're living in a certain moment where the candidates are appealing to young people in ways that they haven't in a long time, where young people are more engaged with the election than they have been in a long time. And there's a way for them to get involved that there hasn't been ever. They can friend Barack Obama or John McCain on Facebook. They can watch YouTube videos. They can make their own videos. They can have their voices heard in a way that's never really been possible for them.
Mindy, what about you? What do you think the dynamics are this year?
You know, I agree with Josh. I do think there are a couple key factors that can't be ignored. One, you know, aside from the technology, is this, that this is the first open seat or non-incumbent election since 1928, you know, meaning that neither the Republican or Democratic parties have a presumptive nominee. So given that, turnout, particularly in the early primary and caucus states, has been high across the board. And with that, youth vote turnout has increased as well. And then just to, you know, echo what Josh said, I think there's no question that with the Internet and social networking, young voters who navigate the Internet like they do their own homes feel they're a greater part of the political process than in the past.
Mindy, what's going on now after the story that the New York Times printed about Senator John McCain, his lobbying work, his relationship with a lobbyist, and the back and forth that's going on between, you know, why the story was done and why the story was done now? What are you hearing or reading about how that's factoring into his campaign?
You know, I think it's no secret that the Democratic Party and kind of the left has been more galvanized in this election. And I think that Republicans have really been looking for something to get excited about and looking for an enemy. I mean, it often takes kind of an enemy to get people engaged in politics. And with the New York Times smear story, I think it's given conservatives that mantle to kind of grasp onto and to kind of say, wait a minute, you know, look what we're up against. We might not have been doing so great so far as turning out the vote and as fundraising compared to the Democrats, but if we don't join together and get behind our nominee, we're going to be crushed because we're going against a media who, based on the New York Times story, is clearly against him.
What about Mike Huckabee, though? He's still in the race, and could he reemerge?
Well, I don't want to say anything's impossible, but it does appear what's happening across talk radio, across conservative media, and certainly what we're seeing in social networking and the conservative blogs, is that a majority of the right is getting behind John McCain, and if not specifically getting behind him, at least going against the efforts that they see by the liberal media to crush him.
Joshua, talk a little bit about the Ohio-Texas primary that's coming up because you're tracking support on the web. What are you reading now, you know, online about the race between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama?
What we've been doing at Tech President for the last 12 months or so is tracking actually the number of supporters that these candidates have on the various social networking and on YouTube sites. And what we see with Barack Obama is that the intensity of online support has just gone through the roof. We call him the hockey stick candidate because the line charts that we have about the, you know, showing the number of supporters and the trends in supporters, you can see there's a slow ascent and all of a sudden, bam, it just takes off and that line goes vertical.
Is Hillary Clinton catching up at all with online activism?
Well, there isn't the kind of grassroots energy directed at her campaign that you see being directed at Barack Obama's. But that said, if you look at our online charts, you know, mentions in the blogosphere, she's always being mentioned at almost on the same level as Barack Obama. There's a couple of great websites that got launched this past week that really showed that there is real on-the-ground enthusiasm for her still and that she's probably not as much out of the race as the mainstream media would like you to believe.
I'll just chime in that the nature of the Internet and what it's kind of done to the way that how trends are shaped and how quickly people can galvanize around, you know, a product, but certainly a political candidate, is interesting to watch, and it's really become kind of a word of mouth or, you know, word of click a phenomenon in that, you know, momentum has made such a tremendous difference. And in states like Ohio and Texas, where you have such huge universities and so many college students, you know, I would wage a guess that wherever a majority of those college students throw their support, that candidate is going to be the victor in those states, because it's, I think young people, even more so than adults, do influence each other in sort of, you know, what's cool. Because, you know, they don't have as much information and their opinions haven't been solid for as long about what they believe, they can very much be influenced by their peers.
Mindy Finn is a Republican strategist and former director of e-strategy for Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. She joined us from Boynton Beach, Florida. Joshua Levy is with TechPresident.com, a company that tracks how the 2008 presidential candidates and their supporters are using the web, and he joined us from New York City. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.